Mishaburus and see if you're dealing with the Sadim Mishaburus of Cotton Membeis. Shakar Pasuk with Megillah. Hanu Afilim Bavin Zeh Hoyus Akrias Kola Megillah. He did this process of back and forth the whole way through. Even so, his Shera Hol Bekeep Shakim Lotzis Bezeya Dechavosa. He had intent to fulfill his mitzvah. He realized after he did the first pasuk, hey, I can do this, but too late. He missed one pasuk. We didn't have kavanah to be yotze. So even though, so in other words, this tree means it comes out the tree without kavanah. It's worse than halacha the tree. Because we said you can do kriya bal peh, but you can't miss words. You have to say every word. You might can do some of the words bal peh, but you have to say every word. That's ma'akev. So this is like not reading. This is like a lack of kriya. In kibbalim al yotzeis yidei chubasa mem gimel sasim as a kapois in the seal of the smith sechus kibbana lotzi dei mitzvah b'ayin liya b'simen samach siftal. So there's two opinions brought over there in simen samach whether mitzvah srichus kibbana or mitzvah ain srichus kibbana. There's two opinions, and over here he's just presenting over here the one sheet that you must have kibbana. You must have kavanah to be yotze. You have to be reading from a megillah which is totally written. You should take ksuba kula. I know ksuba kula really is a little bit overstating it, because he pointed out before, if you're missing a few words, it's still kosher. But he means in general that you can't be missing a whole inyan. You can't be missing the beginning or the end of an inyan, etc. You can't be missing right with the words. Then he said, if he was being magia, he wasn't writing, he was just correcting. As he's fixing, he is reading. And he has kavana to be yotze. But the afkim kara benikud keroy. Kara lahagia alpiyam aseris ula benikud keroy and yotze lechavase. So sometimes when you want to, if I'm a surfer and I want to make sure that I write the word properly, I might pronounce it in a way which fits more with the way the letters are written than with the way halacha you're supposed to pronounce it. Because my goal is, let's say the person's writing tefillin. So sometimes you write tefillin. So the word latartafos sometimes is written more, sometimes it's written chaser. So I might read to myself latatfas to stress that I should write a chaser as opposed to writing it more like, as I say latartafos, I might think you're supposed to be involved in it. So I read it latatfas, I know that I'm not supposed to do that. So there are times when a person if he's reading it, might read it in LPM of service, it means the way it's written, not the way it's supposed to be pronounced. So that's not, you're not going to be able to say that situation. Okay. Then he says, if the person was being dereshit, he'll also be yotze, but he can't talk about something else. That if you did do it, as long as you all the words were said, you're still yotze. We shouldn't talk that. Not of the topic. So take one of the shahat see in a mem gimel. A rush. So Rush says, if you're talking about, you're expounding about the story of the day, it's okay. Mashmashom the minyan shel yom lechoshev hefse klav afil lechachilah shor. So Mamash, you're allowed, according to the Rush, you're allowed to interrupt in the middle of the Megillah and say, wow,
What an ace!
And that's mutter, right? Or just look, you, do you realize what an ace over here is? You know, you add another point that you wouldn't realize necessarily realized. Vayim is that raya the kriyas haTorah the hachal kele farsim nisa shori ken yer liyis daiti. It's not true by kriyas haTorah. The truth is, even kriyas haTorah, the way Chazal, the way it was done with Shas Chazal, the one person would read a person would be the target. He read a pasuk and the target would be the target of the pasuk. So this is beyond that. It's giving a whole drasha about the pasuk. Since if that's going to be something which enhances the nays, so then it's mutter. If you want to, you know, give some kabbalistic reading of the Megillah, that really it's referring to the war of Moshe and Paro. I mean, okay, that's not enhancing the nays which we're dealing with. But you're adding midrash, you're adding different things which would expand the nays. That's mutter according to the Rosh. Okay. Zogt the Mechaber Yudalit. The curse of a Yulat Zorch, Shechaber Lahoisi Ashermeyo. The reader has to have a mind to be much to the people. The people have to mind to be yotze. Bimakare shatz. If the Balkar, the one who's reading it is the appointed shliach of the tzibur. So over there, mistamer that al kol hashomim. He has intent to be much to everybody who's listening. I feel hey machri because even if they're behind, they're outside of the shul. His intent is to be right to anybody who's listening. Sorry. Now, no point. Aim it out to give it to himself. We're not b'chayim for him to be. We're not b'chayim the Bachar to be precise on certain points, and we don't correct them. V'yeshar, remember this halacha of aim it out to give it to himself is dafke b'to shalosh and when you nechut. The way you read it and the way it was supposed to be read didn't really change anything. Kahuv the trait tamidi the havi yossi kamei the rab chad kari yehudim chad kari yehudiyim v'lohad v'chad minayu. Rav did not make either of them go back. Even though the word is yehudim, but everybody says yehudiyim means yehudim. I will toss acher loy, but something which would impact the understanding. Even the gill, you have to correct it. Memches, tzar shechaber.
Why was these two topics in one? Sifir, the difference. Being guilty of someone and not being mocked for the mistakes. They should be two different. Should have been a different sif. Something about them that's the same. It's kind of funny. You know,
I do not know why they're put together.
Sure.
Okay. The kavana is makiv. Now, without kivum, who? Kadam shemasal likra yichaben al kol akriya zeh lotzitzes el lohitzi. What they have to do is have to take the following. Before they start laning, the balkari has in mind to moitzi everybody, and the person listening has in mind to be yotze. Since tzarich lachav kol akriya, you don't have to keep reviewing in the back of your mind this thought of lotzitzes. He has to hear every word. If the kari skipped a word, and the person was listening did not hear a word, he didn't hear it. You're not be yotzei. If you miss a word, you're not yotzei. You got to get every word. The shliach tzibur, where there's an automatic assumption, is kavanah to all people. people should listen. People which came, there's a surah which the Chodesh says, the Chayyim says that if I came to shul, even though I'm not thinking about, but I came here for this purpose. So that is indicative of my interest. I came here for the purpose of the mitzvah to hear the Megillah. So that's called at least b'diyah, but that's called kavana latzis. That's referring to the person who's made the effort to come into the shul. The person who's walking by the back of the shul says, wow, Megillah, and starts listening. We don't know why he's listening. And there, we can't make an automatic assumption of Kavana to be Yotzei by the fact that he's behind the shul. So then you need Kavana Befeirish. We spoke about before, if there's mistakes in the written mistakes. As long as you read the whole thing, even though you read some things improperly, that's kosher. Now he said, depends if it's going to change the pshat. So only those mistakes of Yehudim and Yehudiyim, that's called a kriya that you read the word. But something else not. Now it's not written nun vav pei lam, it's written nun pei lam, but the kriya is no fail. So a person knows what he's doing. He says, "Well, on no fail." Well, that's wonderful. You didn't say the right word. It changes the ones. It's different words. No fail is that he's actively going, and no fail means it happened already. So you didn't say that word. The word you said was not the word that it was there. That's not what it means. So from that point onwards, you're missing a word in the kriya. You have to go back for that point. Correct. Okay. Fine. This is actually a Gemara in Megillah. Circular Maseres Ben Yalman Maseres Kol Nashim Avos. They say the names of the 10 sons of Homa and the word Aseres all in one breath. And the reason why we do that is because Chazal said we have a Masura that they all died simultaneously and they all had their neshamas leave their body simultaneously and then they were hung. So to express that, it's all one act, it's all one thought. So you don't interrupt the middle of a thought. The fact that you took a breath is not ma'akeh. So we don't start from the words veis parshadosa, we start from the word kamesh meyos ish veis parshadosa, right, etc. Aseres. We're talking about different hanhagas in the kriya. We're going to add some more points, not clarifying what we just said. In general, when you read the Megillah, you read it as a letter. A letter is read a little more run-on than you're reading a statement of. So, I got a letter from he sent the letter. Says, so I read it all out. Dear Ellie, how are you doing? I'm doing very good. That's wonderful to hear from you. You don't make these major pauses. The Iker part of the day starts from Balailahu. Kishomer Igeres Azois. You say that the Igeres Azois, Igeres Aperma Azois. And they are Megillah. You should move the Megillah. Kosev Chayyadim. Mashadegah mixes from Mekar. Mashikola Kol Armin Yud Bnei Haman. And a Minig. Lakar Yemer Levad. Bashar Yishmu Kemoi Kol Megillah. So the Mishabura supports the Chayyadim's point that people do not have to read. The Minig actually is not like that. We also have Right, that's not true. A different minhagim, but there are many people who have a minhag not like that. The people do read the Tzaras B'nai Haman, and the Rosh Hashanah said a hesber why. Even if you were masim in time, b'nei yotzei, feel shocked at the gemara's kula. Well, even if it's a very long pause, the time would take to read the whole Megillah. Fine. Our minhag is to start from chamesh min yosish, beis parsha dosa, nun dalad. V'maril kosa v'shem rekech mashum. Why is that? The tzaras b'nei haman are yisori chamishim, achamesh meyos ish. Each one was in charge of 50 men, so the 10 B'nai Haman were in charge of 500 men, and that's the 500 men which were killed. Now, Mishiach Loy Nishimak, so a person in general has a little bit out of breath. Doesn't have an ability to hold his breath for long periods of time. So Yashar, you should estimate. Sheim Yaskol Min Chamesh Meos Ish, Ayuchol Lomer Kol Ses B'nai Haman Min Shema Achas. If you start those few words earlier, you might affect yourself at the end. So Toiv Yoshesh Yaskol Min Veis Parshandoso. So forget about Chamesh Meos Ish. Start from the words Veis Parshandoso over there, and say those words in Shema Achas. Kizel Din. The Gemara, that halacha we're supposed to do in Shema Achas is a Gemara, but the Gemara only talks about the Tzaras B'nai Haman, doesn't talk about the words Chamesh Meos Ish. So that's a nice minig, but the minig shouldn't uproot the Iker Din. So, Taiwan and Akim, make sure that you start from Chamesh Meos Ish, you'll end up that base by Yizosa is already in the new breath, he can't make it to the end. She didn't tell the Tzaras B'nai Haman together. So that's the Ikarat Din. This is just like a minute on top of that. So you shouldn't lose the Ikarat Din because of the minute. Okay. Zatim Chav Rutezayin. Sashem Ar Rahman, Baruch Mordechai, Arur Zerish, Brucha Esther, Arurim call it Tzadik, call it Shoyim, Bruchim call it Tzadikim, Sashem Agam, Agam Chaman Abba Zechulatah. This is a Yerushalmi. Mr. Rosen, have anything to say on it? Seems to me that I don't know if it doesn't have the room to call the Rishon, Ruchim call it Tzadikim. Not sure why I don't have that part. And we also have to say, so that's where we got. Our Shoshana Tziyakov out of. When he lays, he takes the Megillah and lays it out like a long letter. So you unroll it and you make it into a book form. Then you, when you finish, you roll it back into a roll, and then you make the bracha. Fine. The Quran, there are four psukim which we say out loud. Which talking about the gula element. The Hainu Ish Yehudi, Yehudim Shem Shemadirah, Mordechai Yitzchak and Thea Melech, Lahudim Yisrael Basimcha, and Kikar Mordechai Yehudi. The last pasuk, Kikar Mordechai Yehudi. Chay Noigim and Medina Zelu. We keep that minute. After everybody finishes saying them, the chazan then repeats it. He doesn't say along with them. They make a picture of Haman on the stones and rocks. Or they write Haman's name on it, either a picture of Haman or a name of Haman. And they clap the two together and rub one against the other one. So it causes it to be obliterated. Kreshi Yimoche Shmoisha, his name should be obliterated. Aderek Mokoy Timcha Zechra Molik. Along the lines of the pasuk, which says that you have to eradicate the Zechra of Molik. And there's a pasuk of Mishlei Veshem Rishoyim Yirka. The names of those which are evil, Rishoyim should be Yirka, which should wither, which should go away. So this minute has nothing to do with Haman and the Beis Hakneses. This was the other kids, you know, I don't know what, on Purim or down the whole year or other, they, you know, the game was knock the Haman, you know. They put a picture of a Haman on the rock and they bang the rocks together for fun to destroy the name. That's nothing to do with Purim per se. So that comes the Ramah, and he says, from this came the minute that we're Makan Haman, Kishakar Megillah Beis Hakneses. We expanded it to being Makan Haman during the Kriya. It sounds like a strange minig. Don't make fun of it. You don't know the reasons why Ben Hagin were committed. Nikra, don't start up. Okay. So the Mishavur. This minig of being unrolling and making the Megillah look like an Igaris only applies to the Balkari, not to everybody else who's using the Megillah. You unwrap the whole thing. You don't leave any of it wrapped around.
What's the difference? Balkari and one. It means what? People in shul listening to Balkari? You're at home reading it.
I think it means people listen. Yechidim Hashem and Megillus.
But it's all the same. I mean, it's what's the difference of it?
Well, you're really using. You don't need a Megillah bigger than you. You're engaged with his Megillah,
right?
So his Megillah was presented keeping this message.
So you're just using your Megillah as a bidyevet or something.
You're just using the backup sort of to follow along. You're not engaged with your Megillah. You're engaged with his Kriya from his Megillah. If you want to read with him, that's a different story.
Okay.
So the first step is he unrolls the whole Megillah off of the eighth time, or whatever it's called. And then Benimnicha Krucha El Kavul So Daf Al Daf, you fold it over in layers. You have to be careful, so you got to roll. I got to be careful that when you're doing that, it shouldn't roll on the ground. Vayim prima gadam shekos avav dafka gabi karka hudim tsluya me'al ha'shulchan v'shtender nami habi g'nai l'kisar kodesh. Even if a little bit rolls off and it's hanging down, that's also improper. Improper respect for kisar kodesh. Because of the pshita yiyah kodem shemasul v'orach teshal yeh hefzik ben brachol l'kriya. You unwrap the Megillah before the brach. Then at the end, Chazir Karcha Kula Mavorach. Chazir Mashir Karcha Kula Umanicha Lefanav Al Migdol. Achalikach Mavorach. Migdol is another name for the bima. So you roll it all up, put it down on the bima, and then you make the brach. Ratam. The Gnayu the Megillah Shetia Nachas Kach. Once you're done reading it, it's not proper to leave it sitting like that. You're done with it, so put it away properly. As long as you don't say Hashem Hashem, you're going to stop and you would roll it up and then make the bracha. If you said bracha to Hashem, it's not, you know, so then it's not ma'akeh, whatever. So we're not going to stop you in the bracha. Nun ches b'kol rom. So there's four things we say out loud. Why is that? Mishum simcha, because we're set, we're joyous. Mashachos and b'kara son k'nei l'shmil and tibrashu. And the reason why the Baal Kari repeats it. So you said before that the person can read Baal Peh up to half of the Megillah. or as long as it's not a full thought, full inyan. So here is
And the Balkari needs to be careful not to say it with the Olam, because then he'd be Yotze with the Psukim. He needs to say it. He doesn't say those Psukim with them.
Well, he could say it at the same time as everybody else. He really would be Yotze then when he says it for himself. But, you know, as long as he can hear himself. But the point is, he'd be Yotze the Tzibur, because they're supposed to hear from Megillah. Masha Chazer Karas, again, the Shemiel and Tzibur, Shemitzel Chakil, the Shemar, call him Megillah, the Tzibur. So even though he says, Bidi Abed, if you set part of it, you're Yotze, but it's preferable in Allah to hear the whole thing from what's written. That's the courage job. I'm saying the posting, as far as we're concerned, the equivalent of it's based on a Chumash or a Novi, the Nach. So that's not Kriya Mitav Chav Chavdil. Can we finish a Mak and Omen? Rilo Hayachosh is Lahakas Homan. Rilo wasn't into this banging and clapping Homan.
If you make a wall, then when you draw water out,
right. Because Yahweh is cursed of a lobby, so it's a time. See, show you Makil, Rekha, the Tepech, the Sandolo, the Shagil, the Skiva, someone, Gunnam, Kosta, the Yotzis, Khurim, I've said him, the Vablin Harbor. So the Mechacham Tzvi was like getting all worked up. He was he was stomping with his feet, he was banging with his shoes. The Prima Gunnam says, however, Yotzis, Khurim, I've said him, the Vablin Harbor. It, for most people, that's going to be distracted.
Then, when you have over here,
then he says in the Shartzian and the Zion, after Shat Shosik, Mashal Shamakim, Gamze, and Anochin, Shos, the Chakil, and the Hafs, and Gershom, and the Shim. So the Prima Gaudim says that it's not the Chakil that we're creating these interruptions in the middle of the Megillah.
However,
that the name of the evil one should be obliterated, should be should wither. So he had a minute to mom, she interrupted the Megillah. They get to open and say, he would announce, Shem Rishoyim Yerikov. Right. We said before, if you're discussing something which is it's relevant to the point of the day, it's not a hefsek, so we'll argue that. Sometimes the shots will go right there. We'll wait for you to finish your declaration. You missed some words. Better idea for us not to get involved in doing that. He knew what he was doing. Lavush had an arrangement that which worked for him, but we don't have that arrangement, so don't get involved.
Now the issue of the water,
okay. He can't continue. He has to pause while everybody's banging, so that then that he'll be able to continue when it's quieted down, and people will hear the kriya. The truth is that kor makes a lot of problems. He's continuing to read further, or he went back, and we had one year in the yeshiva, so the Balkari says, oh, once everybody claps, this fellow clapped also. So a lot of times the Balkari starts over again, he says the word Haman again, because he afraid people didn't hear the whole word. So the guy collapsed again. He said, oh, and this became a game. The Balkari was getting a little frustrated, and the Balkari was enjoying himself. Either he had had a shot before Shacharis, or he didn't need a shot before Shacharis. Right? So finally, Rabbi Hayat couldn't take it anymore, and he gave a clap and he screamed "Shah," and the fellow backed off.
That's the majority.
Yeah, especially Rabbi Hayat. Okay, Taiman Ochel Shakala Yachin Yikr Pasik Abayz B'Techel Chomish B'Oich Makan Haman. While they're clapping Haman, you should be reading ahead a little bit in case you end up not hearing the chaz, and you make sure you read those psukim. And this is only the hekadims which we have. The reading from Chumash would be sufficient for that. The answer is a general problem. If you miss, you feel like you missed the word, you should try and fill it in at that point in time. I also pointed out the problem is that it has to be read Kassidra. So you can't fill in the word and then listen to the chaz and two psukim later. You'd have to read those psukim to fill in the blank. And meanwhile, he went further again. So you have to be quicker than the chaz for this to work. Or you're very close to the end, so you'll end up, you know, finishing after him. So we mentioned this before. Megillah Yud with Tesvob Sorek Lachzer Acharas Sorek. That it's preferable to light it with 10 people. But the Imi Avshav Sorek Karma Sabiyachim, as opposed to the days of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, where a minyan is required.
You might find the wall
to read it really over here. It's preferred. It's not Machabed yet. This Asura over here, the purpose is to, it's not a halacha minyan, it's a halacha persimmonis. So maybe women count for that. Fine. You carry a subatsi, but they read the Megillah publicly. And one of the individuals not hear it. We said before you're supposed to make sure there's 10 people. The chachila, so it means if I missed, I gotta get 10 people. No, that's not true. Since there are minyan and reading basura, you do not have to be. You can read private. And when you're reading it, you make a bracha.
It
doesn't mean either or. I mean, you have two choices. It means on that day, which would be the 14th for the unwalled cities and the 15th for the walled cities, on that day, so now, you're reading in the proper time, which means you're doing the mitzvah properly. We keep assuming he said, and in general, this nace is a pretty public nace already. Shakol Karen voices man. Everybody else is reading. No, you need to go out and get 10 people and create the Pesumanism. We said before, a leniency, a person who's leaving to travel in a way where he won't be able to take his same Megillah with him to read. So a person who's Mefarsh B'yam, he's setting out onto the sea. So whatever he takes with him, he's got. Otherwise, the person goes out into a caravan through the desert.
That allowing can only mean that the wall was specifically built.
five people. Moshe Malim, the Koshkin, who is the summer's man, Ben Avoyts and Megillah, Lahailah Chimoy, he has no way to take Megillah with him. The Mutter, the Hakdim, or the Christ, Kanam Shigayt, we said before, he's allowed to read it before he leaves. That's nice. Kanal, but Simon Tamish Pechas, Simzai. Other summer, you have to swap a Shabbos, the Chicken of Kavan, the Hakdim, the Christ of Arab Shabbos, Kisa Shaman, the Sifo. Vali Tzarkh, the Kabbat, the Sar, the Kriyasa. So he says that so all these scenarios you're reading earlier than the correct time, either on Yud Aleph, Yud Gimel, or a person who's in a walled city reading on Yud Aleph, that's Arab Shabbos, when you read the Megillah when it falls out on Shabbos, right? And all those scenarios, so in either of those scenarios, so he said that you need to get 10 people. He said these kriya shalom zman, 10 is required mikra din. So you need to go get 10 people. So I'm trying to get together a minyan, but there's a main shul that has a big public kriya. As I feel, yes, it would be proper to join and to make all of, instead of using davening with your own private minyan that you have regularly, join the tzibur from the pesumanisa of the Megillah being read to the whole tzibur together. Okay. I'm assuming the shul have more than 100, right? So the Rebbe Ahmad Zmelech means Adar Rabbah, join the main corpus of the Mispalim in one big group, and that's more covered. He lives right next door and he hears everything they have going on in the shul. The windows in the shul are open, when his house are open, he hears the tree perfectly. But the contribution of the beauty of the large group coming together to serve the king, you're not going to have if he's sitting in his house. So not sure if the women count towards the 10 in Noshim. The main point of 10 is to publicize something so women count. Really, truly chayiv that they can count towards being part of this group, which being Yotzei over here. If the person not read Betzibur, he can read a Beyachid, because he's right near how the Rebbe. He can read a Beyachid because he did hear a Betzibur at one point in time. Still Beyachid. The nice guy who sparse him, it was already publicized. So there's two different elements of it. One is a public, and the next one is the Roiva. So the only issue here is Roiva. So Matrichina lay the Mikhla Vasar. For the purpose of Roiva, you're not going to go get 10 people. For all the Kaimalon, Daf, Imyeshla, Minyan, Rebase, Philhokim, Aval, Talmud, Torah, Bavoda, Leil, Kulik, Christmas, Tibur, Mishumba, Roiva. So you see over there that. We are a tree. If you have already a group, so it's proper to be addressing it there. If you don't have a group, but you don't have to go make a group. Yeah. So you should be make sure that you're trying to get 10.
Why did he pick the number 10? Not that was a kedusha at all. I mean, if you want to make something hefker, how many people do you need?
So the mushroom. So where do you go? Sugis in the first parish. I'm going to say Zion on the base. The more over there said that you want to publicize a halacha, which was not well known, you should get 10 people. Versus, where do you see that? You see that from the story of Boaz and Ruth. So there was a question over here, Mayobis, which had, the more it comes out, really had been known, had been forgotten. So they were re-establishing this piece of knowledge in the book of Israel. So Morris says that the psukim in the beginning of Pitl Dalet and Sefer Rus, we're talking about, he told the funny money to come and sit down, and then he got 10 people, 10 skate. That was the city being the first of Mahalov. He said, well, also the shear is 10 people. So I imagine that's where they got it from.
Sure. You want to declare something hefker? How many people do you need today?
You need
three. So that's also, is that also like personal?
Yeah, but it's not the same level of personal that you want to accomplish. So now, when the Yachin reads it himself, he has some good bracha. This man, Yachin Kurdish, so I don't know if she actually the Kabbalah, the Sarah, the Kabbalah, the Sire, and above. Tell me a scenario where they couldn't get 10 or not could get 10 and he could already have 10 before, etc. What the situation is. So, make a bracha. This man, the Fukim Kurdish, Yachin, or Sushalab, this man. So he said before, there's an option of going early. Right? That option going early applies to a tzibur, not to a yachin. Therefore, the yachin would have to read it early. So the most common case is a walled city. So Purim, Yudala was Arab Shabbos, Tetzvah was a Shabbos. So long as the Kurdish is an Arab Shabbos, so that normally they read on, they read on Tetzvah. In this scenario, they're going to read in Yudala. So for them, that's called Shlomis Manu. Shlomis Manu, you have to have 10 people to make a bro. The Kurdish of Erev Shabbos, who Kurdish of Yachin, Yerachal Leah B'chol Gavim, Chanavah Sifkat Samachah. So that halacha that a Yachin can read is only without a bracha. If it's Shlomis Manu, if it's Manu, that's fine. If it's Manu, you can't do that.
Assuming Nisa for Lucas near his Hanukkah, how many people?